Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
You just want a shot to show off your singing, 'cause you could be winning the chance to be a star thanks to Kid Craddock and Septian. Your code is gonna finally explode. It's your big pay. The reason you're alive. Yeah. Your talent's magnified.
Come on.
And you finally have a ride.
Hey.
It's your big break. No, no.
And
it's your big break.
We want you to be a part of this.
Big break.
You could potentially be listening to the next up-and-coming artist.
Yeah. It could happen.
It could be the next Taylor Swift, the next Justin Bieber.
Gotta start somewhere.
The next Harry Styles. You never know.
You never know.
We asked you to send
How
us
do you
in.
Know?
If you're
you
between...
can't know, because if you did know, you'd know.
Exactly. But it's cool to say, I heard it first on the Kid Craddock Morning Show, and that's what could happen. We asked if you're between the ages of 13 to 17, we asked you to send us a video about 5 minutes long explaining who you are, singing one of your original songs, and singing a cover of a song.
We got a lot of...
And we got a bunch of entries.
Mm-hmm.
So we had our crack research team narrowing those down.
Yep, the judges. You were judged.
Yeah, you were judged. And we got them down to 8 finalists.
All right.
And if one of these people end up winning, you're going to get coaching from the Septian Entertainment Group.
Mm-hmm.
And this is no small group. This is Linda Septian, who's worked with Demi Lovato and Selena Gomez.
And JC.
Yeah.
I didn't do so hot.
And those Kids Bop Kids?
Yeah.
They passed their studio.
Right.
She's also worked with Destiny's Child.
She goes on the road with these people, too. I mean, she works with them, she trains them, and she continues to work with them.
So if you win, what are you going to get? You're going to get vocals and stage presence and songwriting lessons, instrument lessons, social media, branding development, and image consulting. You get a pro music video and a photo shoot. You also get a new single. And you'll get to perform and showcase your songs in front of some record labels at the House of Blues.
Yeah, they're a big showcase.
Big showcase. Mm-hmm. And you'll get one-on-one time with Demi Lovato's mom so that you can sit down with your parents.
It's important.
And know what it's going to be like to start getting famous.
All right.
You guys ready to meet the semifinalists?
Meet some of them. Yeah, let's meet some of them.
We're going to go ahead and kick it off here with Madison Applegate. Let's get to know her.
And I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. Here's a short excerpt from my personal favorite original song entitled Thoughts of You, followed by a cover of the song called Stare Into the Sun by Graffiti 6.
I like her already.
Oh, ukulele.
Very well spoken.
Mm-hmm. She used the word excerpt.
There's nothing that I can say.
Cute as she.
Years old.
The doors of my heart are open wide, but there's no one who will come on in and make me happier inside.
Nice.
And I feel suffocated by the thoughts of you. And I feel smothered by the thought of something.
She's my favorite.
Well, she's the first one, Kelly.
She's my favorite
there's
so far.
She's good. All right. All right.
I like her.
And that is Kelly's favorite out of 0 contestants.
Out of one.
We have given each of these kids a hashtag also. Hers is hashtag Big Break Madison.
There you go.
It's going to be Big Break in their name because the whole point of this is to get social media behind them because
exactly.
You're going to decide.
You are going to vote on who's going to get to move on.
Great.
Okay.
Let's move on to Austin Kiefer, 15 years old.
Plays guitar and piano.
Mm-hmm.
He's been playing since he was 4 years old.
Hey guys, it's Austin Kiefer. I'm currently 15 years old living in Mansfield, Texas. Wow. I just want y'all to know that I'm serious and legit about singing, and I can't see myself doing anything else.
You and me forever.
Woo! Let's go, Austin.
Oh, I like him.
That's my favorite right there.
Try to stop me. Oh, there's nothing you can do. Try to stop me.
Yeah, all right. Be legit.
Finding our love again. Finding our love again. Oh, there's nothing.
nothing you can do to try to stop me. Why you gotta leave me like
this? Is an original song.
Why you gotta leave me so lost?
Oh, baby, I'm torn.
I wonder.
So far, so right. good with like the it. With the talent.
Like so that's like big. It. That's hashtag big break Austin.
Austin. Mm-hmm. He hates judgmental people and bullies, by the way.
Uh-huh. Well, there you
Makes
go.
Makes me like Austin yeah. a lot more.
Brownie
that's Austin
right there.
And he's a fan of the Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we have Lauren Gale.
Okay.
And she's also 15, and she plays guitar and piano, and she had two original songs. So here we go.
Hi, I'm Lauren Gale, and I'm 15 years old, and I'm a freshman at the Fort Worth Academy of Fine Arts. So yeah, music is my life, and I've been working really hard, and I'm just looking for that break now.
Maybe it's the way you walk, maybe it's the way you talk, maybe it's your smile on a bad day. Maybe it's the subtle shrugs, maybe it's your nice and hugs, maybe it's just seeing your face that makes me want to jump, that makes me want to smile, that makes my heart.
Yeah.
Good
job, Lauren.
Good tone.
Yeah, I
think
it.
She has good
I like
tone.
It. Yeah, I like it.
I don't know what that really. It sounded good.
It sounds good.
Mm-hmm. That was Big Break Lauren. So we've got Big Break Madison, Big Break Austin, Big Break Lauren so far. And who mm-hmm. are we hearing from next?
Sydney. Sydney's also 15 years old, plays guitar and piano.
It seems to be the popular trend, this guitar and piano.
Yeah, they play instruments and stuff.
Says she's
What's
been
up, guys? I'm Sydney Mitchell, and this is going to be my entry for the Kid Nation Big Break competition. I'll be singing two songs today. First, I'm going to sing my original song that is called Blame. And then I'm going to be singing Toxic by Britney Spears. It's a little bit of a twist on the original version. Looking back on things you said and wondering, asking all these questions, what was going on in my head? Believe me when I say that you'll regret the day you sold your soul to the devil just to be like him.
Good.
Are you coming back? Oh, trying to take you back? No. You're not gonna get it that easy. You wanna face the facts, though. You caused all the cracks, so if you wanna start over, then make me believe now.
Nice.
Hey,
I'm interested now. In this Toxic cover.
Me too, get that. Got me intrigued.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling? I got a cue, so wear a warning. You're dangerous, I'm falling.
Oh, jazzy.
There's no escape, I can't wait. I need a hit, baby, give me a. You're dangerous, I'm loving it.
You're good too.
Yep.
Too high, can't come down. Losing my head, spinning round and round.
All right.
Do you feel me now?
That's Sydney Mitchell
good.
Right there.
And
so
that's
far.
Big break Sydney.
Dude,
out of our first
four
contestants,
strong ones.
There's four strong ones.
Four real strong ones.
I'm feeling good about this big break
Me
competition.
Too.
So
I didn't
far.
Know what to expect. So that's, you know, this gives you any indication. We had nothing to do with the finalists.
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't.
So don't be mad if your little baby didn't make it, because this is news to us.
Did we mention her hashtag is Big Break Sydney?
Yeah, Big Break Sydney.
Anyway.
Yeah,
okay.
We want you to tweet about your favorites, but we have four more to come.
Yeah, we do have four more to come. And all these videos and their submissions are going to be posted up at KidNation.com so that you could watch them in their entirety. So you could get to know these kids, because I have a good feeling that one of these kids is going to end up super famous.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
We just met our first four semifinalists for the Big Break competition, Madison Applegate, Austin Kiefer, Lauren Gale, and Sydney Mitchell. Getting a lot of love on Twitter already.
Yep.
Now, you remember Rebecca Black, speaking of the big break, she didn't really get a big break. She just got made big time, made fun of.
I feel bad for her. She went to a bad, you know, this is the difference between somebody that'll just take your money and, you know, abuse your kid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean abuse physically, but, you know, abuse their talent and then embarrass her.
Yeah.
Somebody like Septian Entertainment Group that really does mold an artist. Just
right.
to give them some schlocky video experience to say they did it.
That's who you don't want to go to. So Rebecca Black went to. Well, she responded to the haters from back then.
Really?
Here's what she had to say.
Seriously. FKR. Okay. I'll FKR. F*** Rebecca. We know are the days of the week already. Enough. Just because your family is rich enough to make music videos doesn't mean you can sing. Rebecca. I may not be able to sing, but the money I used to make that video was the money I made from Friday, so.
Ooh.
Sorry about it. Her voice is goose, not like Friday video. Yeah, my voice can be goose sometimes, okay? Stop, no one wants your music. And your lyrics are your fans are ugly fat teenagers. And ugly So stop! You are an ugly, untalented fat
She gone crazy.
What? She's reading comments. Yeah.
She's reading comments.
It's like Jimmy Kimmel has celebrities reading tweets. Yeah. She's reading the meme postings.
But it's been 3 years.
That's what
years.
People have to deal with is online bullying.
Yeah. Well, just
so you could be the next superstar.
We want you to be the opposite of that.
You would be good. So you're on top of that. Yeah, you have that to look forward to.
Our first round of four contestants, they were way better than that.
Yeah.
Now we're going to meet the next four.
Okay.
We're going to kick it off with, we're talking about the Big Break competition we have going on with the Septian Group, where you'll get a chance to get some vocal lessons, some instrument lessons, social media branding development, all that good stuff that you need to be an artist.
Okay.
We have that for you.
My man Griffin is kind of like me. We have something in common. He plays the bass, man.
No, you played it one time, Al.
I used to carry it with me when I got on planes and stuff. Remember, we took a trip and I took my bass guitar with me and I had it strapped to my back?
And you never played it once on the trip?
No, I didn't.
You just brought it with you for no reason.
With me. Griffin Holtby. Let's hear from Griffin.
Hey guys, I'm Griffin Holtby, and music is part of my everyday life. I wake up to it, I fall asleep to it. It drives my parents nuts. I'm pretty busy lately singing in the St. Mark's Choir and playing my band 745. I play bass and I sing. I write all the originals, and I've been playing originals acoustically around town. My goal of my music is to communicate to people that they're not alone, and I find that through my music, I can communicate better than talking. My influence ranged from Aretha Franklin to Pantera, so that's pretty, you know, crazy. And I love writing music, so I want to show you guys a little bit of a song that I've been writing that I've recorded, and it's called Black Sea. It's about a breakup I had last November.
Okay.
That time comes, like the angels with their drums, take it all away. The waves against the rocks, somehow still forgot. The rocks they tend to fade when they take it all away. When you take it all in your
great guitar player.
Yeah.
Black Sea, can't forget you leaving me while my heart was on your sleeve. Can I let it be?
It's good. And that would be hashtag Big Break Griffin on
that
one.
All right.
Only 14.
Griffin likes to paint and draw on the walls in his guitar. You can watch these videos at kidtv.com if you want to get a glimpse of these future stars.
Yeah, because you have till Friday to vote, and we're narrowing the 8 down to 4 next week, and we'll announce the finalists then.
All right. Who's next?
We got a 13-year-old next, Al.
Uh-oh.
13. She's the youngest in our finalists, it looks like. Her name is Sela Hack.
Hi, my name is Sela Hack. I am 13 years old from San Antonio, Texas. I am currently a 7th grader at Hector Garcia Middle School, and I love to sing, dance, cheer, act, and I also play the piano. I hope to meet Hayley Williams from Paramore and Demi Lovato one day because they are amazing singers.
Mm-hmm.
Next, I have a original song, Matter of Time, at Battle of the Bands. And then after that, I have a video of Decode by Paramore.
I can't wait any longer. I thought it would be easier for you to understand.
Wow.
I like Hayley from Paramore.
Crazy. Very good.
And I thought that was Hayley.
She was covering Paramore.
Nice, girl. Nice.
Sela Hack right there. Right. Her band consists of three brothers.
Oh, really?
Her three brothers.
Oh, I thought you meant three brothers.
No,
okay, I was going to give him a shout out.
She has three brothers, and they play in the band with her.
Okay, cool.
That's what she does.
What you got next?
Let's meet our new one.
All right.
Kiefer Dietrich.
Kiefer.
16 years old, played a little guitar, a little piano, and the trumpet.
Whoa.
Let's get to know Kiefer.
Hey, guys. My name's Kiefer Dietrich, and this is Junior, and we are looking for our big break.
He's a dog.
So some things about me. I'm currently 16 years old. I picked up guitar about 6 or 7 years ago, and just since then, I've fallen in love with it, and I don't want to do anything else with my life. My favorite movie is Breakfast Club. I absolutely love John Mayer. He's one of my biggest inspirations. If I could be any animal, I would probably be a monkey, because they look like they have the most fun. You know, just
they do. They throw poop.
Trees all the time.
Yeah.
My favorite song at the moment is Run to You by the Pentatonix. All right, so I'm going to play the back halves of Neon by John Mayer and an original called Almost an Apology.
Okay.
I was, will never be the same. Just one of those things that I can't change. But I'll try my best, I will not rest till I fix my broken ways. Time I started rearranging this life I made a mess of.
How many kids are sitting in their bedroom doing
just
the same
talented,
thing?
You know?
So much talent out there.
At 16 years old.
Yeah, I do this. I don't sound anywhere near as good.
You need to practice, JC.
You see, I could carry my guitar strapped to my back, but I couldn't actually play. He actually can do something with it.
That was Big Break Kiefer.
And
Kiefer.
He plays guitar, piano, and trumpet. Now, see, you want to impress me?
Trumpet?
Sing while you're playing the trumpet.
You can't do that, Al.
You want to impress me?
You can't do that.
I would call him winner right now if he could sing while he's playing the trumpet.
I think that's impossible, right? It's got to be impossible.
No.
We've met 7 of the 8 semifinalists, and we have one more.
All right, come on.
Right, Kelly?
Yep. 15 years old. Her name is Hannah. I'm going to go with Weitzel.
Or Weitzel.
Hi,
or Weitzel.
I'm Hannah Weitzel.
Weitzel.
Or
hey.
I like to be called
Good job,
Hannah
Kelly.
Lane. It's kind of my stage name thing. Cool. I'm 15 years old, and I'm currently a sophomore, but in like 5 days, I'll be a junior, which I'm really excited about. My favorite musician, I love Justin Timberlake.
All right.
Me too.
If I could have any superpower, what would it be? I want to fly. So I'm going to do my cover first.
Me too.
And
I
it's
fly.
Called All in My Head by Tori Kelly.
I'm
and
be invisible.
She's one of my favorite artists too. My eyes get an all. Is it all in my head? All in my head.
Right. Ooh, get it, Hannah.
Yeah, it's an upbeat.
Smooth voice.
All right. I like it. I like it.
I feel good about our big break contestants.
I do too.
You met all 8 of them.
Yeah, you might have tuned in late and missed the first, 4. So we have them all up at KidNation.com.
Yes, we do.
And you can vote for your favorite starting today.
Yeah. Watch the videos. Get to know the contestants.
Hit them up on Twitter. We got hashtags for each of them. Big Break Griffin, Big Break Sela, Big Break Kiefer. It's K-I-E-F-E-R. And Big Break Hannah, H-A-N-N-A-H.
We're trying to turn somebody into a celebrity, and we want you to be a part of it. So go to KidNation.com and start voting.
There you go.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, yeah, it's about that time. Do you hear that? That's paper. But that's what money sounds like.
Okay. We had really crisp paper.
Yeah.
That's a brand new dollar bills.
$100 bills, y'all.
We want to cut off that money.
All right.
We have $40,000 lying around, and
yes,
we want to hook you up with some of it with a nice game called High Low.
You can win anywhere between $1,000 and $2,500 in cash right now just by being on the phone.
Just call
that's
us up.
All you got to do.
800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we'll take the first callers, and you just got to listen for each person to guess.
See, this would be money that someone earns honestly for gaming on a radio station.
As opposed to what?
During the break.
You don't even know. I'm so mad at JC right now.
I didn't do anything.
She is.
Kelly, seriously?
She's mad.
I'm not even joking. I am so mad at him.
During the break.
For something that hadn't even happened.
Al, was I just sitting here minding my own business?
You were sitting here minding your own business. Kelly read a news story. We said, okay, let's talk about that.
These were the words
that Kelly got mad at JC.
These were the words that came out of Kelly's mouth. I'm sitting here, not doing anything, reading a couple papers, and Kelly goes, screw you, JC.
But you know what? In Kelly's defense, she is 1,000%
no,
correct.
She is
thank
not.
Thank you, Big Al.
Okay, well,
no, she is
explain
not.
What's
do you
going
remember
on?
A couple years ago we had this discussion that ended up with JC's a horrible human being?
A couple years ago.
That was what we all decided at the end of this discussion.
It was 7 years ago.
It was 7 years ago. JC was saying, we were talking about somebody had accidentally gotten a big bunch of money deposited into their banking account.
Like $3 million.
And JC's like, I would keep it. They're bad. My good. Oh, well.
Yeah.
I'm like, you don't know where that money comes from. Whose job is going to be lost because of that? Who needed that money? JC's like, I don't care. It's my money.
Again, that was 24-year-old JC.
Okay,
because he's so different now. Because I just happened to pull up CNN this morning, and this besides all the children being stabbed, what the hell is going
on?
Yeah,
there's
in this
a lot
world?
Of stabbing yeah. going on. Yeah.
There's a story about a man in Fresno, California.
Okay,
shout out.
He found $125,000 that literally fell off a Brinks truck. This stuff doesn't happen.
In a bag, right?
Yeah.
He gave it back. Now, that's good. You know, that's okay.
It's good
here
karma.
You and me, Jenna, with our good job and roofs over our heads, and we're decent people.
Yeah.
This man is a recovering meth addict who's going to the Salvation Army. He has nothing. He's like, they're letting him rinse off in dry cars while he's going through this program. He has no job. He said, I gave this money back, he said, because, you know, I want to make my wife proud of me. I want to do the right thing. He said, and also, you know, sometime or another, police are going to track that money back. And I've been to jail too many times. I'm tired of doing that.
That's the real reason. He didn't want to get in trouble.
He's like, I want to do the right thing. But he didn't. He just gave it back immediately. And he's trying to get his life back on track. He could have disappeared. He could have blown
that
money on meth.
He could have gone to Mexico or something.
Okay. He could have blown that money.
Now we'll tell you why Kelly's mad at JC.
Because I looked at JC, I said, you would have kept it.
Because
he's a jerk.
I'm like,
and this man has nothing. You know what he's getting for it, though? Brinks is giving him a $5,000 debit card. And they're making
reward.
A $5,000 donation nothing. To the Salvation Army for this program they're doing to rehab people. Because this man
That's
did
cool.
the right thing.
And I guarantee you, somebody's going to give him a job out of this.
I hope so.
Because he's
so
honest.
But the point
see,
is, JC would have kept the money.
Why are you making me a bad guy? I didn't
you
do anything.
You kept the money.
Yeah,
you
well,
don't
we
know
could
that.
All sit here and say what we would do when we're not presented with it. But the reality is, a lot of people would keep it.
Including JC.
You would...
No, it was contingent on if it was, what was it, JC, an old woman's purse?
No.
He said, this is his logic. If I would have found the money and there was like a note in there in an old lady's handwriting, I would have given it back.
if you could determine it was someone's life
if it was personal, yeah, if it was personal.
If it was a young person.
It's true.
You
it
don't
kind of
know?
Makes you think that when it's the bank's mistake, they probably have some kind of coverage for that, and it's not.
It still doesn't make it right.
And honestly, I don't know what I would do.
You keep the money. I know what you do. I know you well enough.
I found $300 and gave that back, and that's not as much as $150,000.
Dude, there's a tuxedo in the trunk of your car from my buddy's tuxedo shop.
No, there's not a tuxedo in the trunk of my car.
More. You
got a new car.
No, there's not.
You think I'm going to forget about that?
I didn't find that.
I know.
I just forgot to return it, and then it got really embarrassing.
Me trying to hook him up, take him over.
And they got
crosstown to my homeboy's tuxedo shop. And here comes talk.
Give me a tux. Rented for $110. Had a big old hole in the jet.
I wonder what the fee, if he returned it today, what would the late charges be?
It was like Blockbuster. You're better off just keeping
just buy it.
Yeah.
I just buy
also,
it off.
Did you?
No!
Going to?
No!
Going to.
How many years has it been?
Wait, he's going to do it on his 5th year wedding anniversary.
It wasn't a wedding thing. It was that party you invited me to, and then last second you said it was a tuxedo.
How many years ago was that?
Was
how many years ago?
It was like two.
Three not years that. Ago. Years!
Not that bad.
And I went up to get something out of JC's car, and I look at the truck of his car, like, that's a tuxedo. Is that... It's 2 years later, I'm like, you still got the tuxedo?
It's embarrassing.
I'm going to take it back.
Yeah, I got embarrassed.
I want you to call that company and find out where the late fees are.
Yeah.
We should.
You're going to be wishing you kept that $300.
We'll call him next. Let's play the game right quick.
Why is it get attack JC Briggs? That didn't do nothing.
You know what?
You're a bad person.
19 years has been attacked, Big Al.
Because you keep now, things today's... that aren't yours.
I didn't keep anything except for the tuxedo.
Are those children really yours?
I'm going to give it back up. The tuxedo's going back.
Where is the tuxedo?
I think it's in my closet.
It's just gone.
It's in there.
He didn't even
vaporized. You probably sold it.
I didn't sell it. There's no way I could sell that tuxedo.
There's
no way I could sell it.
Because it's hot property.
It is time to play high-low. Yes, we have $40,000. Yes, you can win your share right now. Anywhere between $1,000 and $2,500 in cash.
Kelly has been given an envelope with today's amount in it. And you have to guess the amount correctly. She's going to tell you if the number is higher or lower than what you guess. Remember, it's in an increment of 10, so this number is going to end in a 0. All right, so be paying attention.
All you got to do is listen to Kelly. Kelly's going
to
say higher or lower at the amount guessed. And then if you're on hold, all you got
to
do is act accordingly. All right? It's pretty simple. Listen to hashtag that. Listen to Kelly. And hashtag Jenna be knowing.
Kelly, will you rip that envelope open?
Will you please spell my name right when you hashtag me?
That's K-E-L-L-I-E. K-E-L-L-I-E.
And no, ripped it open.
No P in the raspberry.
Well, hashtag listen to Kelly is fine.
Do not put a P in the raspberry.
All right, let's do it.
Let's kick it off right here with Les. What is your guess?
Let's start it off with 1,760.
Wow. It's higher than 1,760.
Yep. Sorry, Les. Let's go to Danea, what is your guess?
Shut up.
2050.
It's lower than 2050.
Okay.
All right, we know.
We got bookends
now. We know.
Sonia, what is your guess?
1980.
It's lower than 1980.
All right. Melissa, what is your guess?
1900.
Lower than 1900.
Oh, I feel like we're getting closer. Emily, what is your guess?
1850.
It's higher than 1850.
Oh,
got it.
Carita, what is your guess?
Let's do 1890.
Lower than 1890.
Mary, what is your guess?
1860.
It's higher than 1860.
Oh, so close.
Sorry.
And Sarah is underneath the basket. Sarah, what is your guess?
1870.
Sarah, you just won $1,870.
Whoa! Just like that.
Way to go, Sarah. Way to go, Sarah.
Tell us about yourself, Sarah.
I'm so excited. I'm in Savannah, Georgia.
Uh-huh.
And listen to you guys all the time. And I'm really excited. This is great.
All right.
What was your method of playing high-low? Did you write down every number and just start crossing them out?
I immediately thought of a number. I was thinking 1681, and then I heard the rule that it ends in a 0.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And then I just kept listening from there, and I kept hoping that I was going to be at the end of the call list so that I could get it. Uh-huh.
So that was just straight up just listening.
Yeah. Okay. If somebody ever gets it on the first guess, that is just meant to be.
Yeah, right. That's just a lot of
What are you
right
going to do with $1,870, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to go see Rihanna and Eminem in L.A. this summer, so I'm going to use that for my flight.
I love that. I love that.
It's a good way to spend it.
Take me with you, Sarah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, take us.
Yes, come on. It'll be awesome.
Yeah, you're paying.
Going from Savannah. Savannah to L.A. to see Rihanna and Eminem. That's a cool trip right there.
Way to spend it on something awesome.
I have a really good friend who hooks me up with tickets.
Well done.
Cool.
Sarah, you enjoy Eminem.
Blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag, thank y'all so much.
Hashtag blessed for Sarah.
Yeah, lucky.
She just won $1,870.
Yes,
just
did.
Like that with Hilo. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Earlier, you got to meet our Big Break semifinalists.
Yeah, buddy.
Eight young children.
Young children?
Who want to become...
young adults.
Yeah, young adults.
Teenagers. Some of them,
there's a 13-year-old.
Teenagers. So there you go.
Yeah, teenagers.
There you go.
Who want to become famous.
Mm-hmm.
And you can help them out by going to KidNation.com, listening to them sing, getting to know them a little bit, and voting for them. They each have their own hashtag. Hashtag Big Break and their name. And we want to give them that shot with Linda Septien to perform at the House of Blues for their big showcase. Get to meet with Demi Lovato's mom.
Yep.
They get all the coaching they're going to need. And the start could have happened here.
Yeah.
Right here on this show.
Big
break. We need to narrow 8 down to 4, and that voting will start at 10, 9 central this morning.
All right.
KidNation.com again. Now let's move on to the big news.
Oh, the big news.
Oh, man.
You guys came in here at 4 o'clock in the morning.
You guys been all riled up talking about this. Bachelorette all morning.
We had a two-night Bachelorette special.
Okay. I didn't see. They make me mad. And then they're not even on next week. It's like, what are they doing to
us? It's not on next week?
No.
They're toying with us. Like, they just throw in a random Sunday night. So we're all supposed to just remember it's on Sunday night. And then it's not even on for 2 weeks now.
Oh.
I don't know and I don't care. It makes me mad.
I wouldn't think that the demo's quite the same for NBA. NBA finals and
they shouldn't interrupt it. It makes me mad.
Now,
everything about this hashtag The Bachelorette makes me mad.
Kelly's really into it. She even has her own Twitter handle to talk about The Bachelorette at Kelly Raspberry 2.
Okay, so I missed it.
My wife's really into it, and since she's into it, I gotta watch it.
Uh-huh.
All right,
so that's why
you wouldn't otherwise if you were single.
So, The Bachelorette chick is Andy. I do know that.
Yeah, now as you remember, there is a guy on the show, his name is Eric.
Okay,
who tragically passed away after he left the show.
Mm-hmm.
He ended up leaving the show yesterday.
Okay.
Now, we didn't know what happened. We didn't know if it was just a misconnection and they parted amicably.
So they decided not to play the final rose ceremony.
They thought it was not fitting because
she eliminated him.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, no, he left.
He left on
They made a mutual decision. This isn't working out.
Now, Jenna, you're a girl. Mm-hmm. You're around Andy's age. Put yourself in Andy's shoes. And listen to what Eric says to Andy. And tell me how you would react. You're the Bachelorette. This guy's trying to make a connection with you. This is what he says to you.
Okay. I've seen the little glimpses of you, like the real you, mm-hmm. walking from the boathouse to the beach on a one-on-one date. And that's the Andy I like. Like when we were putting the kite together, when we were building the mm-hmm. sandcastle, when I saw you just gripping leather when we were taking off in the helicopter. I came on this to meet a person, not a TV actress.
Do you think I'm a TV actress?
Okay, granted, they felt like the relationship started stalling.
Right.
And that happens when you go on that first date, you have this connection.
Well, she's dating 20 people.
She's dating
10
other people.
Or however many now, yeah.
She called him out for not opening up to her, and he opened up.
And then he went home and thought about it that night. Well, not went home. He went back
to the hotel.
Room and thought about it. And he said, I've been thinking about this. I have opened up to you. I don't understand what you're calling me
on. In the moments I saw, he has. Yeah.
And he's like, and you're not being real. You know, the cameras are around. You put up this Andy front.
Poker face is what he called it.
He called her poker face. Yeah, you got a poker face. And he is absolutely 100% right. She went ballistic on him.
She exploded on him, basically.
And then after they decide to part, we'll play the audio. I don't want to ruin from this
greatness.
Well,
you asked me how I would respond.
How would you respond?
I would, look, I understand you get defensive when someone attacks you for being fake as a girl. You want to get defensive. But when she knows she's on television, you got to handle it in a way that would be like, okay, I understand why you're saying that. This is a show. This isn't real life. So I'm sure there's elements that it's like I'm not being myself 100%
right.
of the time.
Here's the thing. She called Juan Pablo out for the same thing, being fake. And then when she gets called out on it, well, you couldn't be more wrong. She is so fake. I don't like her. I haven't liked her. I think she's a bully. Whoever ends up with her, I am sorry. May the grace of God be with you.
Wow.
Poor sucker.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
She likes to argue.
I like to argue, but I like arguing kind of like in a fun way. Like like I said last night, if he would have done that to me, put me in my place, called me on my ish, I would have been like, oh.
You grab him and kiss him.
Ooh, that's hot.
You grab him and kiss him.
When a man stands up, because, you know, kind of mm-hmm. like you challenge a guy to see how much you can get away with. Mm-hmm. And when he finally calls you on it.
A girl like that, deep down, wants a guy that
right.
I mm-hmm. want
puts
you
her
to
in
stand
her place. Yeah.
She flipped it. I used to have a guy when I'd get arguing with him. He would just, I'd be so mad. I'd be steam coming out of my ears. He's like, you're so cute when you get mad. Done.
It diffuses
I'm done.
It completely.
Absolutely.
I'm like, yeah.
Oh, just kiss me now.
But not her.
She
took it, flipped it, and made it even worse.
Wow.
Made it worse.
I think the problem is, since she was on The Bachelor last season, she thinks all the guys know her and they know everything about her. The thing is, Eric was busy traveling the world.
Right.
He probably didn't watch The Bachelor, probably has no idea what Andy's background is.
Right.
And wants to get to know her.
Well, guys don't watch The Bachelor, period. I mean, they might audition to be on it, but
probably his sister said, you should go do this. You're such a great catch or something like that.
And he was man enough to realize, oh my God, this girl likes to argue. He stayed calm. He didn't yell back at her.
Do we have her reaction?
Oh, yeah, play it.
Here is Andy's adult reaction.
Let me just tell y'all something. Like, If any one of y'all thinks that this is a joke to me, if any one of y'all thinks that I have a poker face, you can just say it now and you can walk your ass on out. Because it just strikes such a nerve to me that someone can look me in the face and tell me that I have a poker face with all of this when I've done nothing but try to be natural for y'all. Like, this is not easy for me. I am exhausted. I am so exhausted. And I am trying so hard. I really am. I'm sorry. I don't mean to yell at y'all. I really don't. But, like, if you don't think this is real, then the door is right there. Because this is so real to me. Every single day, this is real to me.
Full of crap.
They didn't show it.
Full of crap. And plus, you know what? Part of the game is you have to have a poker face. Because as the bachelor or bachelorette, you're not allowed to say I love you. Mm-hmm. You're not allowed to show your full hand.
Right.
So he was absolutely right on that. He's
she
not familiar with
face.
The game.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has a poker face. What is that crap? I am exhausted.
I'm exhausted.
Okay.
I'm exhausted.
That doesn't mean you don't have a poker face, Andy.
That's when. That's after he left.
6 weeks of reality TV is exhausting.
It's exhausting.
To him, she said, every night, you don't know how hard it is for me to send people home. And
I try.
I guarantee you.
Yeah.
They might not admit this, but I guarantee you, after that little blow up she had in front of all the guys, at least two of them looked at each other and go like, "Oh, bro, I don't know about this chick.
Yeah, let's go get him a beer, dog. Come on."
Here's the thing. I mean, we could talk about other things leading up to the Bachelor, but here's the thing: they decided at the end of the night. Here comes Chris Harrison. You know, I'm a big fan of him, too. So he comes out and says, we just decided it wasn't appropriate to show the rose ceremony because we all know that Eric passed away. I feel like we should just talk about Eric.
Yeah, here's
let us know that Stassos or Tava, whatever, the wedding planner.
He's a nice guy.
Nice guy. A lot of fun to be around, but
the wedding planner.
The wedding planner.
There you
go. He let us know that. So here's Andy's moment to come back and redeem herself. Say, I look at that. Just say anything. Like, I look at that clip and I am mortified. He was right. You know, he had a point. I was too caught up in the moment, emotion. I was wrong. Anything.
Now knowing what he meant, I feel bad. Something.
Anything that she could have done to redeem herself, she failed.
We have a little clip of
mad.
Chris.
Come on.
Chris Harrison and Andy talking about Eric.
All right. It just didn't seem important who did or didn't get a rose. What does seem right is to talk about Eric.
He's an intro.
And so that's what we're going to do tonight. And joining me is Andy.
Mm-hmm.
And Andy, first of all, we just want to start off by saying our heartfelt condolences and prayers and best wishes go out to Eric's family and his friends. I know this is difficult, even awkward, to be here tonight, but I really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's devastating, you know, to even talk about it. It's sad. It's tragic. There's grief. There's shock. There's all these different emotions. And all we can do is be honest with it and, you know, the season's dedicated to him. We all remember him. He was a part of this. Like, we're going to continue to deal with it. It's not like it happened and we've moved on.
Really, Andy? Your last interaction with this man was you screaming at him for no reason.
I would like to think that he would have been at the men tell all and he would have said something funny and I would have laughed and
it
would have been water under the bridge. No, Andy, say, I was a fool. I was a fool. He's right. I did have my guard up. That's all she needed to say.
Yeah.
And I would have been like, all right, you can't just sit there and you don't defend yourself when something like this happens. You've got to beg for forgiveness because you look like a jerk, just a jerk. I am telling you what I'm going to do.
What?
I'm going to go to Reality Steve's blog.
Yeah?
And I'm going to look up who she picks.
Oh, I'll tell you right now.
And I want to look it up for myself. I want to see
I can tell you.
Don't tell me on the air because people might not want to know.
I'm not going to tell you on the air.
I want to see what sucker ended up with this woman.
He's actually...
Fool. Oh, fool.
Fish-eyed fool.
I'm so mad.
She could have even said, I hate that my last interaction with him was
something,
what it was.
Anything.
I feel
bad.
Awful.
Yeah.
Not once did she say, I feel awful. He left and weeks
he
later,
died.
2 weeks later, he passed
That's
away.
That's not her fault.
There's
it's not her fault,
fault
that he
still,
died.
But still.
But under the circumstances, as a lawyer, you should have a little bit of sense in your brain to know, I need to save this because, I mean, just what's the word I'm looking for? Public perception, whatever. I don't know what
yeah.
really word. I'm
yeah.
so mad I can't even think. And I'm an intelligent person. But she should have groveled a little bit, and she didn't. She sat there with her newly crest white stripped teeth and her spray tan and going to sit there and just act like, oh, it's just something that it would have been all right if we would have just, you know, the men tell all.
And once again, I'm not kissing Eric's butt because he passed away. I'm kissing his butt because he was
a
genuinely nice person.
Cool
he was a good guy.
Good yeah. guy.
He didn't know what he was getting himself into. He's not a fit for a show like
that. Right. You see these guys that get kicked off that just met this girl 2 weeks ago and are crying and I lost the love of my life. This is his reaction after he left.
It's the most important thing in a relationship to just be open and real with each other. And if Andy knew the way that I meant it, that I really cared to get to know her more, and I wanted to see her just be comfortable around me. I don't know, but something went very wrong with that.
She blew up.
You tell me you're not Andy, you see that and you go, oh.
Are we the only ones that feel this way? I'd love to talk to listeners that are, that some people might not even care. Like, I cannot believe y'all are this invested in the show. But I know there's some people that are just as mad as you and me, JC.
Oh, I'm so angry at her.
Have them call you at home.
Call us right now. I want to hear it.
Four episodes in. I don't know if people are going to like Andy from now on. She might become the female Juan Pablo.
I don't know if I can recover from this.
I don't know if I can keep watching.
Well, how are you guys going to cope?
Yeah, if there's no Bachelor.
Well, next week we're not coping because they postponed it for 2 weeks.
What are you going to tweet? Tweet the NBA Finals?
Can you please live tweet the NBA Finals?
Will you, Kelly?
Come on, Kelly.
Kelly, there's so much good stuff.
Spurs versus
starts Thursday,
LeBron
actually.
And Tim Duncan.
I might do it for a minute.
Yeah,
at least do it for the
just
fourth quarter.
I
know, fourth quarter.
Just the tip off, just
to
see how it feels.
No one cares about the first quarter.
No.
Do it for the fourth quarter.
Yeah, just do like face.
Yeah.
Is it late at night?
Well, they typically will start at 7:30, 8 o'clock, somewhere around there.
We might be okay, right? I'm not Central and East. Yeah.
Yeah, just one quarter.
Fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah, left
maybe
for the basketball
early
game.
Enough. But I won't know who anybody is.
You know LeBron James. You know Dwayne Wade.
The good thing is
you know Tony Parker.
They basically have name tags on, Kelly.
Just tweet this.
You know Tim Duncan.
Damn, did y'all see the black guy hit that shot?
Oh!
There it is.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
We also want you to go over to KidNation.com and check out our semifinalists for the big break.
Mm-hmm.
We got 8 of them. They range from 13 to 17 years old. And they can all sing.
Change somebody's life, man. See, I voted for them on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And it's going to be up to you to vote, by the way.
Yeah.
And that starts at 10, 9 Central?
Yeah.
What's wrong, Kelly?
I'm sick of looking at myself.
What, are you looking
so
in the
awful.
Mirror?
Getting old sucks.
I'm sorry, Kelly.
I'm looking at my, you know, I got up this morning and I turned on, you know, like a random channel that normally would have, you know, like House Hunters.
Mm-hmm.
And House Hunters International, because that's the stuff I watch. And they have all these lotions and potions to make yourself look younger.
Yeah.
And all these people that have been using.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about getting that at-home microdermabrasion kit.
Because
everybody.
Clarisonic?
You're just.
I have a Clarisonic, but.
And that's the thing is
when I spray tan, I don't want to use it because I don't want to rub off my spray tan too fast.
I thought you were supposed to use hemorrhoid cream. And that's
microdermabrasion is going
to
do it.
I know. I have to make a choice. I guess I could have a tan body and a white face.
Well,
yeah.
You can do it the day before.
Yeah.
Can't you? Before I mean, do you do it every day?
You're supposed to.
I get spray tanned every week.
Well, no,
I only use the Clarisonic once a week, so you can just do it before.
Yeah, do it like Wednesday and then get your.
I look so tired all the time. I'm just, you know.
Well, we are. You've been doing radio for 20 years.
And you got a little daughter, probably keeps you up all the time.
Yeah, that's the truth. I got to go do something to myself today.
Like what?
Like what?
I don't know. Something to make me feel better.
Spy day?
What makes you feel better?
Looking better.
I mean, do you
want to
do something that's like. Exercise related, or you want to?
I've been exercising.
Just...
I've been exercising.
How you
right
doing
now,
with
I'm
that?
Doing the plank challenge. It's fine. I got mad at her yesterday. She had me do like 3 core exercises back to back, and I got really mad at her. I said, "Are you supposed to be breaking this up a little bit?"
No.
She says, "There's a method to the madness."
There
and
is.
I was mad.
Just
so I
listen.
Knew,
that's all you gotta do. Listen
must
and
be
do.
Right. Well, I do. I try, but I just don't like doing stuff that makes me look stupid when I'm in a gym full of people.
But that's why you have the trainer, because then.
But I look stupid.
No, not when you have a trainer. It makes you look like they're telling you to do it.
Yeah. It was so bad. Like another trainer came to me afterwards, like, "You have a hard workout today?" I'm like, "Yes, it was hard."
That's good.
Jeez,
I would not,
like
not want to train you.
If you're not walking out of there after paying that kind of money, dying, then they're
I'm
doing something
dying.
Wrong.
Yeah. Kelly, dying.
Your day could be worse. You could be stranded in South Korea.
Yeah. There's always that.
You could be stranded in South Korea like
There's
a gentleman.
That.
All right.
A gentleman from China was trying to get home.
Okay.
He was in South Korea with his family. Unfortunately, he was unable to get back to China.
Why is that?
It was not espionage or anything like that, Al.
Something his kid did?
Yeah. His 4-year-old kid took his father's passport, grabbed a black felt tip pen, and just started drawing all over the place.
Doodling.
He started doodling on dad's eyes, made the lips bigger. He drew some extra facial hair all over his head. He also drew some animals.
Eyes.
Yeah. He drew some animals, a few additional people, some flowers, just to make it nice.
Right there on the ID page of his passport?
Yeah. So he tried to board his flight back to China from South Korea.
He looked at his passport and was like, oh, my God.
But security was like, that's not you. So he was not able to get back. his family got on the flight and they went back home, but
oh, the kid got to go home.
He is believed to still be stranded in South Korea.
No way.
So what do you do in a situation like that?
We're thinking about you, Chen.
I mean, what if he lost his passport? I mean, you still get to go home. You have to fill out some type of, I think, an affidavit or something. Yeah. I mean, there's got to be some kind of way you can get home.
Well, you got to get the embassy involved.
You know, this isn't like...
How about Kim Jong-un guy?
South Korea.
Kim Jong-un?
They decide what they do over there. They decide when you go.
Kim Jong-un is from North Korea.
The north side?
Yeah.
He's north.
Yeah.
But Al just travels back and forth to Mexico. So, yeah, like, really, they don't even... Go on, Big Al. They don't even, like, stamp his passport.
Welcome back.
They don't look at it anymore. Like, hey.
You could be smuggling all sorts of crap. They don't even check you anymore.
Can that kid get in trouble at home now? You think Dad's upset?
No. Dad can't even get home.
You can't get mad. I mean, the drawings are so cute. We're going to put the passport picture up at KidNation.com.
That kid needs a coloring book. That's all he needs.
He drew a perfect pig. His pig is beautiful. He has what I believe is a duck and a gentleman with anatomy. It looks like to be anatomy.
Yeah.
I think so.
Holding up.
So we asked you to call us up at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And let us know how your kid got you in trouble. I've been lucky so far. My son and my daughter have not got me in trouble yet because they're still young.
Oh, they will.
But they will. I know they will.
Yep.
Let's go to the phone. Amber, how'd your son get you in trouble?
Well, when he was 7, we were swimming in the public pool. And I bear hugged him and went to dunk him. And all of a sudden, when I picked him up, he started screaming at the top of his lungs, "Help me, help me, this is not my mommy, this is not my mommy."
Oh, no, he didn't.
Stranger danger.
That's a terrible prank for kids.
I like immediately just let go and dropped him and like stepped back, which immediately made me look even more guilty.
Right.
And so I'm thinking... The lifeguard came down and started asking me questions, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, what do I have with me that I can prove that this is my child? Like, it was awful. Yeah. I was so scared. Like, it was terrible.
Oh,
so
that's not good. So they eventually believed you, obviously.
Yeah.
Or you leave him at the pool.
I had pictures of him on my cell phone, like, and I had to, like, it was awful. And he's 14 now, and he loves telling that story to people all the time. He thinks it's hilarious. Like, it's his most clever moment ever.
I'd be afraid he's going to do it again, like at the mall. This is not my mom.
It is pretty hilarious, Amber. That is great.
Thanks for calling, babe.
So clever. Thank you.
Thank you.
Kelly, has Emma Kelly done something like that to you?
Yeah, I mean... Has she hidden?
I feel like I used to do that. I would hide in the mall in the clothing racks and freak my mom out.
Oh, I hate that.
And just wait for her to be like, which now in hindsight, and they think it's what funny. A terrible thing to have done.
The kids think it's funny, you know, playing hide and seek, and it's funny. That's the most gut, your stomach just drops to a place it's never dropped before. Horrifying. You kids. You're hiding.
Kids, stop that. Brittany, what'd your daughter do?
We were at the store, and we were doing some shopping for a barbecue. And as we were walking out of the store, the alarms go off. And we thought maybe something didn't get scanned right. Well, eventually they end up asking me to open my purse. And inside was the little Debbie cake snowballs and a Barbie.
Oh, and the Barbie
apparently
had a security tag.
Apparently somebody had put it up by the food area, and I didn't see it, and I walked off to go grab something, and she was 2, and she just picked it up and dropped it in my purse, and I didn't even realize it until we walked out. Then they asked me to go to this room, and it was mortifying, and they looked at the tape, and it turned out that she did it, but oh my God.
Still embarrassing.
Nobody believed you, did they?
She just wanted a Barbie.
Over a Barbie and a Debbie cake.
You feel bad when you're the innocent victim, but you don't know what the people that do security at stores see every day. We used to have a business, and these women would come in with fake pregnant bellies, and they would stuff stuff inside their fake pregnant bellies. You talk about going up to a woman and accusing her of not being pregnant. You know, that's...
Because one time they are pregnant.
But they see everything. Yeah, so, you know, of course you'd blame it on the baby.
Hashtag blame it on the baby.
But, I mean, in this case, she was telling the truth.
Yeah, right.
You know how many times they're not.
Michelle, what'd your daughter do?
My husband is a service manager for a car dealership in Dallas, and we had gone up, me and my children had gone up to visit him at work one day, and my daughter, who was 6 at the time, found a screw or something on the ground and carved asterisk into about 15 cars, so bad that trunks and doors had to be replaced because the gouges were so deep.
Oh, damn! No!
Oh, no! Yeah, it was so bad. My husband had been there for years. They put him on a 90-day probationary period, and my 6-year-old was banned from the
gym. Oh. She got banned.
No more visiting daddy at work.
No, I'm sorry, Michelle.
I would be like, that's not my kid. I don't even know that kid.
They went back and looked at through the video. We didn't even know initially that it had happened until they went to walk the lot to do something and saw all these cars. And they went and, you know, had to go through the surveillance footage or whatever. And sure enough, it's my 6-year-old bopping along, carving asterisks.
Why asterisks?
I asked her that, and she said, because they look like fireworks.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's awful.
Oh, my goodness. Rachel, what'd your kid do?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
My daughter, who's 16 now, when she was about 9 or 10, we were leaving a Girl Scout meeting, and I had already gotten into the car before her. And when she gets in the car, she says, hey, Mommy, one of your headlights is out. And I was like, oh, that's okay. You know, we were headed home. I'll fix it later. Well, we get going up the highway. Not 5 minutes later, a cop goes to pull me over. Well, of course, I turn off the car, roll down all the windows, you know, because she's sitting in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm almost out of the ticket, you know, playing banjo and this shot. Oh, I'll go get a light bulb. Almost out of it. And then my 9-year-old sticks her head out the window. I told my mama to get it fixed.
She knocked on you.
Busted by the kid. Oh, boy.
Knocked on me like nobody's business. So every now and then when we see a busted headlight on a vehicle, she'd be like, Mama, you remember? Yes, honey, I remember that $150 ticket I had to pay.
Oh, damn.
Did you tell her snitches get stitches, Rachel?
Yeah, I should have.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We want to help you save some money.
Well, I can't believe it's already June.
I know.
Yeah, right?
And they put out these lists of, like, the best things to buy in each month and the worst things to buy.
Okay, so what's the best?
Because there's a right time to buy stuff and a wrong time to buy stuff.
It's true.
The wrong time
is everything.
To me, the wrong time is at midnight after a couple glasses of wine.
Yes. Or when you take sleeping aid and online shop and order a boob scarf for your pug. I know someone that did that.
Boob scarf.
Yeah, that was you.
You know what? I know, JC, you were saying you really want a grill.
Yeah.
You're a homeowner now and everyone wants to grill. They say June's like the worst month to buy a grill because everyone is, you know, in summer, full summer session, and they are ready for 4th of July.
Oh, you mean barbecue grill?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you meant grilling them out.
Teeth grill. Yeah. No. Huh? No, that this is the worst month to buy a grill. If you want to buy a grill and you don't have one yet, you need to wait until go to a friend's place for 4th of July. They say right after, like, you know, first weekend of July, that's the best time to buy a grill.
Because I was getting ready to graduate because I have a little tiny grill, little baby grill.
Yeah.
Because I didn't, you know, I was just learning. Yeah. But now I'm a grill master, so I'm ready to buy, like, a legit grill.
You're a grill master.
Do you wear the belt with all the tools in it?
No, I have I don't have the belt.
Get an apron?
I have an apron that says, number one, Papa.
Oh.
Jason made it for me.
He made it with a little help from Mama.
Yeah. His teacher made it at school, and they say he made it.
But you know what? Grills, isn't it a good time to buy patio furniture? I'm just wondering, because I'm going around and seeing stuff already on sale.
I would think.
I think because patio furniture started the beginning of spring, and then now they're trying to already.
I don't know.
You think now's bad, too?
Yeah, because everybody wants it now. The best time to buy stuff is in the summer.
But things that are that big, I mean, they start putting Christmas decorations up, like, in a month. Yeah.
You got to get it off the floor.
Yeah, and electronics. They say this is a really good time to buy a new television because, like, the Japanese fiscal year ends in March, which means all their new inventory is
starting to come in.
Yeah, getting released. So
get the old ones.
Well, right. You probably can't do the curved one, you know, that's coming out right now.
So nice.
But anything from last season, maybe you had your eye on a big flat screen TV. Now's a good time to do that.
What do they know about electronics in Japan?
I don't know. And hey, I'll tell you what, I was at the gym yesterday. It was empty. And I'm thinking, I love this. I love that time of year because I think it's the point that people have just, like, they're either outside or they've just given up.
Well, everybody's trying to get the summer bod and summer bod.
Well, that's past, you know, between March and now. I mean,
it's not too late.
Man, that the gym just dies down. They say June is the best month to try and, you know, finagle some sort of good gym deal because membership is down or people aren't going, you know, and the numbers are down. So now is the best month to do that because people, I think, are kind of like, all right, summer's here, vacations are planned.
Right.
It is for this year.
Plus all the gym equipment in the stores because everybody buys it at Christmas and the beginning of the year. There's New Year's resolutions.
Now it just sticks.
And now
it's
just sitting there.
Yeah, but they end up sitting at your house.
Well, they'd rather sit there than sit in the store. They might give you a good deal on it if you're going to buy something.
Al, don't you have a bike at your house that you don't use?
He bought it from me.
Yeah.
It's really
sat in her house. Sat in her house now, sitting in my
Nobody used it.
Well, on the opposite end of the workout spectrum, June 6th, which I believe is Thursday, right? A
couple days from now, yeah.
It's National Donut Day. They say June is the best month to buy donuts.
Why?
But there's just free donut deals going on all over the place.
June 6th is the
June
day.
June 6th is National
Friday,
Donut
isn't
Day.
It? Is it Friday?
Friday?
Yeah, that's right.
Sorry, Friday.
Yeah.
I don't know my days. I'm sorry.
It's all right. We're just barely into June.
And hey, vacations. I mean, I don't have kids, but I know a lot of families want to plan, you know, vacations for their family.
Right.
To Disney World especially. And they say, do not book Disney right now. They say data from Priceline says that this is actually like the most expensive month to try and book a Disney vacation, and that the cheapest weekend to book a Disney accessible hotel is going to be in August.
Now, do you mean to book it to travel in August, or you book it for later travel?
Well, no, I would think
just to go
to get in like right now.
Right.
You know, to be in Disney right now because all the kids are out of school.
The most expensive time to travel is the last weekend in June.
Okay.
To travel, because
that's when everybody's doing it.
Yeah, oh, when and kids are out of school.
Because I tried, you know, my brother and his family wanted to go to Disney World, and they wanted to go over Christmas break. I was like, don't do it. Don't do it.
Man.
It's going to be, because everybody tries to squeeze it in whenever when the world is on vacation, they're all going to Disney World.
But August being so hot.
So hot.
Yeah, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
I was always told by Disney, because I asked Disney employees.
When to go?
When to go. And they said February. Because it's after the Christmas and the seasonal holiday rush, and it's before spring break.
Yeah.
So they said February, plus it's not that hot.
It's when it's slow.
Yeah. The guy that I talked to recommended
February.
No,
and that's true, but a lot of people don't have that time off.
Exactly.
So they're saying I'm just talking about strictly
if you have
summer vacation time. They say go to Disney at the
end of August.
It is hot, but you're going to save nearly 25%.
Yeah,
as opposed to going now. They say Caribbean vacations right now are
right
the
now,
cheapest to
it's
book.
The
if you want to go out of town with your family, go book a
hurricane
Caribbean
season.
Vacation.
That's why.
It's hottest I've ever been in my life.
It doesn't mean it's going to be a hurricane, but it's hurricane season. The water's warmer, so it's...
My mother and I, not knowing anything about traveling to Mexico, we went to Cozumel in July.
Oh.
I've never been hotter in my life.
Yeah.
The humidity there, we got there.
It rains every day.
Well, I don't remember it raining, but I just remember how humid it was. The floors were wet. The sheets on the bed were wet. The toilet seat was wet. We hung up our wrinkled clothes. They were completely wrinkle-free. Within an hour, everything was just wet because there's so much humidity. I've never been hotter in my life.
I love the Caribbean, though. I'm getting to do something cool for 4th of July, going to Costa Rica.
Is it humid there?
I think so. I don't know. Al was giving me some tips. If you have Costa Rica tips, let me know. I had no idea. Of course Al's been there. I had no idea.
I've been all over the world, though.
Yeah. Hey, and if you're in the market, I know Father's Day is coming up and Dad's love electronics, but if you want to buy an Apple product, they have their big conference this month. So they're saying hold off. Do not buy. This is one of the worst ones to buy Apple. Anything Apple, whether, you know, computer, iPod, whatever you want, you just need to hold off until next month because they have their big conference where they announce, you know, the redos and, you know, next phones and whatnot, which means if they make any changes to any of the electronics, all those prices are going to
even
drop.
Apple TV?
Apple TV is $100, I think. I mean, I have one that's not plugged in. I can't figure out how to do it.
Know the meaning of the word sale, Apple people.
They don't have to. But it's like, girls know this. It's like Uber designer purses.
Yeah.
They're not really ever going to go on sale because they don't have to. Because that's what keeps people wanting
it. Why do y'all have a sale around here? Nope.
No?
No sale.
Half off on an iPhone?
No, not 10%, 15%.
Gamers.
What about gamers?
I don't know what this means. I'm just going to read it.
Read it for me.
This is part of my what to buy in June, what not to buy in the month of June.
I still get down.
The Xbox One is going to be cheaper this month, and the PS4 is finally going to go on sale. And that says see some deals. I don't know what that means. Do you have either one of those?
No. No, ain't nobody got time to play video games no more.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.